Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. The Cowboys lose to the Baltimore Ravens 0-2 in the preseason. I don't know if you care about that so much, but I do want to go through some Cowboys questions. Look, you don't care about their preseason record, do you? Stop it.
I haven't even said anything. He's just basing this all off my face.
Yeah, because you perked up when I go, if you care about that, now you have this look where you're like, well, if I could win. That actually sounds
it
like
would,
me.
I think I said this Friday with you. I think if you're crisp, you win.
Okay.
And like,
you have not been crisp.
You haven't been crisp at all. No. And that's the thing that's like, that's the frustrating part for me right now is no, I don't ultimately care about the outcome of the game. Do I care about whether or not Brian Schottenheimer's offense is productive,
right,
no matter who's on the field? Yes, 1,000%. Do I care about whoever the secondary? Now, here's, I don't know exactly when I was going to get this in, but Eberflus wasn't blitzing much. He wasn't getting home with four, and so his secondary suffered.
Yeah.
You know, he has his guys playing, you know, 10, 15, 8 yards off, and they're not playing, they're not pressing, they're not doing anything special. I went and charted, it was like base defense the entire night, and he's just kind of trying to see how these guys manage. So that does change things. When he starts adding some blitzes in and some, you know, some exotic stuff, that changes everything. And whenever you have guys like Osa that you know can get home
right,
just one-on-one, that's another thing too. But I would like to see a little more crispness out of the offense. Defensively, I feel like I saw what I needed to see there from some of these guys.
Okay, well, let's...
But our secondary, Kevin, I have questions about our depth.
Okay, well, but you still haven't seen...
I'm excited about Kyrie Elam, though.
Okay, all right.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Do your thing.
All right, let's start with the offense, then.
All right. It's miserable, Kevin.
I still think this gets a lot of discussion for if Dak Prescott gets hurt, I feel like your season is over. I don't feel like that's a bold statement or anything like that. If he gets hurt in terms of like he's out for the rest of the year, not if he missed like a couple of games. But with that in mind, are you alarmed about Joe Milton? Because I know people are like, oh, Joe Milton's not good. And I'm like, well, to be fair, he is under contract for three seasons. So It's not like that's the biggest difference with Trey Lance that I just want to point out. I'm not saying that Joe Milton's going to be awesome or anything, but Trey Lance was under contract for that 1 year. So you really needed to figure out straight away what, if anything, you had with him. For Joe Milton, he's under contract this season, next season, and the next season. So let's say you learn nothing outside of the preseason about Joe Milton. You're fine. Mm-hmm. Like, he was always going to be a project that you're going to figure out for the future. But a lot of people seem alarmed at how poor Joe Milton has played in these first two games. So my question for both of you gentlemen, are you alarmed about Joe Milton?
No. And it seems like you have a little more patience than I thought you would, honestly.
So,
you Joc Pederson comes back.
Yes.
Two games, and you're just like, dude, come on. Joe Milton, he's played two games now, and it seems like because of the contract, you're more willing to give him time and space.
Absolutely.
Okay. Right.
Because like Joc Pederson, for example, was signed to be a big deal and a starter with your team.
Yeah.
Joe Milton was signed as, let's see if we can develop him, and maybe this is another way that we circumvented the draft when Dak contract is over, and then this is the direction we go. Now, what I wish short-term he would have done is he would have played so well that they felt confident to make him the backup, because then you only would have had to carry two quarterbacks, and then if you wanted to go heavy at cornerback, offensive line, like wherever you decided to go. That is clearly not the case. You cannot carry two quarterbacks on this team.
With Joe Milton and Dak. If you were going to do it, it'd have to be Will Greer, and you don't want to.
And I would be stunned if they just released Joe Milton.
I'm really glad to hear this, because as I was watching Joe Milton play, and I don't think this is a product of us interviewing him and being like, oh, he's great. When I watch him, I'm like, it reminds me of Herbert. Whenever I'm like, dude, the arm's so live. He just doesn't know what to do with it. And he has some things, some qualities, physical traits that I love. And I think here's what I would do. If I'm him, I'm calling my agent and I'm saying, get Tom Brady and Peyton Manning on the phone this summer. All I want to do is tap into them, their brains, figure out what I can do better and how I become more laser focused, how I can get better touch. I need the best quarterback coach you can find. Because I think with a guy that has his type of skill set, if you can really hone in and develop it, I mean, he is 25. It is a little late in the game, but very early in his career. So I think if you can develop it, you have a quality backup quarterback, maybe even a starter down the road.
I'll just throw this out there now, and if it plays out, great. I can be like, hey, we tried to tell you. I really believe that they picked up Joe Milton because A, they thought it was a good deal for the draft pick that they gave up, but B, they saw the alignment of his contract with Dak Prescott's contract, and they were like, you know what we would really love to foster over the next 3 years is figuring out whether or not he can be our starting quarterback in 2027 or 2028 so we can circumvent drafting another quarterback really high. That's just my theory. Well, we've got several years to see if it plays.
But if you go back and watch, it did look like, A, he still has no touch. Agreed. He has a rocket, and that's great.
Agreed.
Even on some of the deep balls, you're like, man, that was a rocket of a line drive 40 yards downfield. But it did look like to me he was putting too much pressure on himself in moments that I didn't think he needed to, and he just needs to continue to learn. He needs to learn.
Now, by the way, and Alec, I want to get your thoughts on this, but this question comes in. Why does it seem like they're giving Joe so much opportunity and they never gave Trey that same opportunity? I hope.
Two different coaches, too.
That's true. That is a great point. I hope it's either A, new coaching staff, or B, they learned from that moronic decision last year. I still, to this day, don't understand. I understand why you would trade for Trey Lance, why you would give him no opportunity to see anything knowing he's only under contract for 1 year. Boggles the mind. The reason why they're giving Joe Milton such an opportunity now, and unfortunately, just this first part of it, he has failed at accomplishing this. They wanted to see if he could show that he was good enough that they only had to carry two quarterbacks.
Yep.
They keep telling you everything about Will Greer, and I'm like, right on. They would have cut Will Greer in a heartbeat if Joe Milton showed that he was good enough for them to only carry two quarterbacks. He is not.
And he's getting those reps.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you.
Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Because he needs those
reps.
Like, that's why he's playing as much as he is.
Alec, are you alarmed at all about Joe Milton?
Not alarmed. Obviously, it's not fun to watch him not succeed, and it's not fun to watch the offense look so stagnant. And, you know, I get the argument of having Will Greer play so you can get a better look at some of those offensive pieces that might be in or out of the bubble as we stand right now. But I'm right there with you, Kevin, where to me, it was always a long-term play.
Yep.
I don't need him to be ready week one. Would it be cool if he was?
Yeah.
Yes. I don't need him to. And, hey, maybe throughout the season they do, maybe, I don't know, after the bye, they look at him and they say, we think he is QB2, like, legitimately. We don't need to carry a third. They can make that decision at any point, you know, during the season. So I'm not flustered if we get to that point. Week one, there's three active quarterbacks on the roster. That doesn't bother me whatsoever. But I do think it's more of a long-term play, so I never really had expectations for the preseason for Milton.
Yeah.
So if he did perform really well, I was going to be really pleased and really excited. I'm kind of getting what I expected.
Now, I struck out with this question with Mickey. I'm going to give it a shot with you guys. Do the Cowboys need to find a way to get James Houston on the 53-man roster? Now, hear me out.
Why?
All right, so he got signed for...
Have you watched this guy play?
Yes, I have. He got picked up 4 weeks ago. It looked like he was a camp body. He's taken advantage of his time. I think in his two preseason games, he's generated a good amount of pass rush. And if you go back to that game against the Ravens, he had a quarterback hit on third down that forced a punt and pushed them off the field. I'm not saying... Who needs Micah? We have James Houston. I'm saying with a 53-man roster, I feel like you've seen something from him to take a shot.
Okay. And, you know, the investment in the offseason was made. They don't like to invest a lot of times unless you're a marquee player. But I have to see what all I need, because if I'm feeling confident in some of my other pass rushers, is he the one that stands out when Mike is back?
And this is why I asked the Will Greer question, because yeah. I think...
Oh, no, you're dead on.
I think going three quarterback there might just kill this dream.
Yeah, that's... And, dude, I'm with you, man. I'd love for him to pop and be like, oh, no, we have a pass rusher that we've, you know, we found the diamond in the rough, dude. We did it. I'm hopeful that he shows something else in the next one, too, that makes you just go, I have to. You know?
Yeah.
In the next game, then... And I don't know exactly where the number reps are going to be for everybody in this next one, but I hope he does.
Alec, can I convince you? Have I convinced you? Do the Cowboys need to find a way to get James Houston on the 53-man roster?
I'm convinced. I think he looks the part that he can be a real rotational player. He has the talent, like even in some of the practice reps that you've seen from some of the media in the last days of Oxnard, like he was getting some good work in against some of the ones even. And I think that he could be that fun piece that it feels like every year, maybe every other year, the Cowboys find that one pass rusher or defensive player that they just got for bottom of the barrel, a bargain vet minimum kind of thing, and they end up performing really, really well, like Dante Fowler a couple years ago.
Right.
You know, they always have that one player that you're like, huh, you know, the scouting team did their thing with that guy, and it's always on the defensive side of the ball, so I hope he's that guy this year.
Do you have any idea what this running back room should look like beyond Javonte Williams?
Not a clue.
Okay. All right.
And I wanted more from Miles Sanders because, you know, Alec, we've been kind of going back and forth with, oh, he did look good. And, oh, you know, and then he was hurt. But I don't think I got a real good understanding of what he is, nor what this offensive line really is. I do think that I'm fine with Nate Thomas starting there, and I'm excited about Booker. But
All right.
I might be on the point of saying Brock Hoffman, I'm done.
Whoa, hold on. We're going to pick back up on that. I'm glad to hear you say that, not because I want the Cowboys to be in disarray, but this is what I'm thinking as well. And this goes back to, again, what we talked about with Mickey. In the first half, do you know how long the Cowboys had the ball?
6.5 minutes.
That is really close. 6 minutes and 15 seconds.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
All right, so you don't really get a full evaluation for Miles Sanders. Jaden Blue has missed both your preseason games, and by the time you got to Maffa, it was already late in the third quarter. And so it feels like you're like, all right, Javonte Williams, you're a go somehow, some way. And I'm not saying that it's not going to be Jaden Blue or it's not going to be Phil Maffa, but like, what have you seen so far?
What's Deuce Vaughn?
And I haven't even really factored him in. You know, to me, he's already cut, and that's probably really unfair.
I heard Stanback say at one point, he was like, if he can, you know, do all, he's shifty, he can catch, he can do these things, but if he can show that he can pass block too, and the next play, he got run right through.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, all right. So that's where I have no clue what to think about him. So it's a group of running backs. That's what I know still.
Okay.
And that's what we knew before going into this.
And that's same question for you, Alec. I get in theory what we would all love for it to look like. But based on what you've seen, it's Javonte Williams and then what?
I have no clue.
Yeah.
I don't know. We could get to week one and I'm still going to have no clue. We could get to week six and we still might not have a clue because they might just ride the hot hand week by week. If they're going to carry that many running backs, you may as well. You know, it's kind of like the whole manager in baseball. Oh, you hit a 3-run home run yesterday. I got to put you back in the lineup today.
Right.
It might be like that with this group outside of Javonte Williams, but I guess the optimist in me is like, well, maybe they are that confident. So they're like, we don't need to see anything because we've already saw everything we do want to see. So maybe they're like, hey, we don't need to see Jaden Blue. We don't need to rush him back out there because we know what he is. We have plays designed for him. You know, we don't need to see these other guys. I just want Maffa on the team. I talked about it last week. He's like my pet cat of camp. I think he's a lot better than he gets credit for.
I'm with you. I like Phil Maffa. Whether it's Maffa or Marfa, it does not matter to me.
It is Maffa.
Right?
Can you tell me why you might be done with Brock Hoffman?
I just didn't, when I was watching this one and when I was, I just didn't see, I saw a couple times him get pushed through. I didn't see the power I need from him on the line. And it's now getting to a numbers game. I know, I feel like they still have some commitment to him, but I'm just like, okay, you got beat by Cooper Beebe. Maybe that's because they always wanted Cooper Beebe to be the starter, but you got beat by the rookie. And I don't know where you belong on this offensive line. I love the attitude. I love that part of it. Man, Kevin, I do strongly suggest if you get a chance to go watch The Wall 2.0. It was. I have so much more respect, and I already had a ton of respect for all three of those guys and Ron Leary, but I have so much more respect for them now that I kind of watched what they discussed about their offseason workouts and how much they committed. They were great because they worked, not just because they were great. You know, they were great because they put the effort in to be great. And that's something that I really want to see from these. I think Tyler Smith's going to be great. I think he's going to be. I loved listening to him on his interview with Kyle Yeomans. So there's a lot there. Okay. Yeah, I know. My bad. I kept talking and rambling there.
No, I understood. I'll go check it out.
No, I did. I know what I was doing.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here.
I'm really excited about this Kobe Jordan card that's up for auction right now. Sorry.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.